Welcome to the EFL Podblog. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Or should I say bonjour, as you are a bilingual person. So yes. Today I want to talk about being bilingual. People have got lots of points of view on this. It's quite an intriguing subject. But before we start, just tell us briefly, what's your experience of being bilingual?
Well, I was born in France and both of my parents are English, so we always spoke English at home, and I learnt French when I went to school.
And so when you went to school at the age of
three,
okay, did you speak any French at all?
No, not a word.
Not a word. And my goodness me, was that like a traumatic experience?
Not that I can remember, so it must have been okay.
Oh, right, so there's no pain.
No pain.
No pain, okay. Well, that's a very encouraging thing to know. So the other thing is, of course, people have got lots of intriguing ideas, lots of points of view about being bilingual.
Yes.
And I want to ask you about your experience. Okay, so myth or reality. So the first point is, people always think bilingual people are more intelligent. Myth or reality?
Well, I don't feel more intelligent. I'm not a brain surgeon.
Oh, no, you're not.
No.
Okay. But, so in school, did you...
Well, I was always an average student, except in English, of course.
Of course,
but,
yes.
Always average, so I don't think I'm more intelligent because I speak two languages.
Right, okay, but people often say, well, research shows that if you speak two languages, the brain works in a certain way, and it makes you better at problem solving and multitasking. Is it your
experience? Maybe, because I'm used to juggling between two languages, so maybe I'm used to multitasking.
But you don't feel as if you've got any superpower
no.
or anything. No. Okay, so that's a myth. It makes you more intelligent.
Yeah.
Okay, the second one. People think if you speak two languages, it's easy to learn a third. Myth or reality?
Myth, definitely.
Okay, so what's your experience?
Well, because I was born with both languages, learning it as a toddler, it wasn't very difficult for me. It was very natural. Then when you have to learn a language, you're often older, so it's a bit more challenging and difficult.
Yeah. So did you, and at school, did you learn a third?
I tried.
Yeah.
But I found it very difficult.
Right. So you don't speak a third language.
No,
okay,
I don't.
That's a myth. Okay. The third point people often say is that if you speak two languages or more, of course, it gives you better job opportunities. Myth or reality?
Reality.
Oh,
definitely.
Good. Well, I'm glad we've got a reality here. Yeah. And
yes.
what is your job?
I'm a florist.
So you're not really using
language? I don't. But because people think I'm so intelligent and good at multitasking, they might think I'm a better
florist.
Yes.
Goodness me. And so have you had job opportunities because of...
Yes, I have. Yes, when I had to deal with international florists, it definitely helps to speak a second language,
right.
Especially English.
And have you travelled with your job?
Yes, I have. Yes,
yeah.
Abroad. Yes,
yes,
quite
often. Which I suppose people only speaking one language would not have that.
Yes, exactly.
So that's a reality. What about the fourth point when people say, because you speak two languages, you are more open-minded, you're more open to different cultures?
Yes, definitely, that's a reality.
Oh, that's a reality.
Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah, so for example, what's your attitude when you meet people from different cultures?
Well, I'm quite open-minded, and I think I might adapt my vocabulary to the person in front of me, depending on their culture and their...
Yes, so you don't kind of freak out.
No, I don't.
As some people do when they meet people who don't speak this, they haven't got a common language.
No, I feel very comfortable dealing with foreigners.
Okay, that's good. So, are there any disadvantages to being bilingual?
Yes, my friends often think I'm Google Translate.
Oh, yeah.
Always asking me to translate everything.
Yes, it's a bit irritating
yes,
to do that.
Yes, it can be, yes.
So you're kind of a free Google Translate
yes,
on
exactly.
legs.
Yeah, yes.
yeah. And in fact, do you know every word?
No, and it can be quite stressful because sometimes I don't know the words and they just assume that I know every single word.
About everything.
About everything.
Like
in both languages.
Ask you about sort of car mechanics,
yes.
And rocket science.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I don't know the answer.
And do sometimes people judge you about
yes,
this?
Yes, they yeah? do. Yes, definitely. They think I don't speak, you know.
One language or the other. Yes.
Yes. Because yes. they just assume that I know everything.
Oh, okay. And what about, do you sometimes, I've often seen this in my job, where people change personality when they speak a different language. Is this, do you experience
well,
this?
For my case, no, because as I was brought up with both, for me it's like one big language, one big culture. So not for me, but I can understand how some people do if the cultures are very different.
Mm. Yes, because I know earlier you said that it's like one big language.
Yes, for me it's one big language.
But you use
different words in different situations.
Yes. So you're not only, you're not changing your...
No, I don't change my personality.
It's one big thing. Okay,
yes.
Good. And what about the dilemma that I know a lot of bilingual people have is... I know, well, in French, there are lots and lots of English words.
Yes.
So, do you pronounce the English words with an English accent or with a French accent? For example, words like happy birthday or hot dog or hamburger.
It depends who I'm dealing with. But if I say the word with the English pronunciation, English accent... First of all, they might not even understand what I'm saying. And then they'll say, oh, what a show off. And if I say it in French, well, I just sound stupid.
All right.
So I don't know. It depends on the situation.
Yes, okay. But on the whole, would you say there are benefits to being bilingual?
Oh, definitely. A lot of benefits.
Yes. So, well, in that case, I'm going to say au revoir.
Au revoir.
Thank you, Laura. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eslpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.